the street, on the air with Bonolo Beasting.
It's The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting, and I'll tell you one thing that we do right here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. We give you the best. Now, if you were born in the 90s, there's no way you're not going to know this song. Vavaste! Ha!
Sure.
In studio, we have legends, my darling. The one and only Brateba and Bralaki. Welcome, guys.
Hi, listeners out there. We appreciate to be here. And I must confess, you can sing very well.
That is, of course, Bralaki from Scheme. Habafit and Chailing. Why did you guys decide to get back together?
I think the love from the people and just, you know, I think we couldn't run away from what we did. And the request kept on consistently coming to us, almost like haunting us. Where are you? We need that thing that you did for us, you know? So the people's request, and I guess it's a calling, it's a journey. I mean, when I came to Jozi from Cape Town into theater, I didn't even fantasize to be where Scheme achieved, because I was looking into getting to theater. But spontaneously we got together, and then because me as a storyteller, the song has got so many elements to it: thesis, poem, scenarios, moments, and where were you when Paolo Oshé?
Yeah.
In the history.
You know, no guy.
So that song and the way it made the people to react towards it is like a consistent metaphor that is always used. Unoli guy, Father's Day, and then, you know, so you can't ignore that. It's bigger than us.
Bralaki, you know, in Zerishabilo mo social media, ne, and a rabona or lemon, the event is quite, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yes, for sure.
You know, how do you feel about the fact that now Kwaito events are coming back and, you know, you guys are back in the game?
I feel so last time we were performing go the Sofeng, and I see us performing more and more places.
You know, I was at some award ceremony yesterday. Don't want to give the name, Famous Market, and pay money. And Kwaito had its own category.
For real? Yeah, I mean, Kwaito made musicians to know you gotta have publishing, you gotta have copyright. And Kwaito brought studios, people would start having their own studios. Kwaito, in 1998 and 2000, in the Grossnet, it made out of the 5 billion Grossnet, Kwaito made 3 billion. So Kwaito had an impact in the industry, as a part of the music evolution. So it makes sense for the defense that Kwaito back in the 90s, no, okay, the family members, CEOs of companies.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it makes sense if I talk about like 2 decades before that, music re-revised itself again, and Kwaito is a metaphor and a literal means of expressing ourselves, looking at what we've been through as South Africans who also have got a great influence into the world, who inspired the current musicians who are like international now. So, and then to a point that even hip hoppers who are making millions, they're always going to that bag of Kwaito. So be proud of that, you know what I'm saying?
You know, as you're talking about music evolution, I was having an argument with a friend of mine yesterday, right? Ama piano, it's influenced by Kwaito.
Kidnit. It's a baby of Kwaito. They learn from Kwaito, basically. We also learn from bubblegum music. So music also more music, you know.
I mean, I'm a piano. They don't deny the fact,
Sure.
It's an extension an evolution, an extension of Kwaito. There's a Sisho Kwaito from Bubblegum, Bubblegum having the elements of Mbakanga, going back to Oprano Fancy, Marawi, traditional music, Kosha, Bu Africa, Ingoma, Sikyange Ngoma. So it just evolves with time.
You know, one of the things that I love about what Kwaito did for Amapiano was teach them to make music with a message. Because if you listen to Amapiano, it's talking about what's happening in the streets, and it's exactly the same as what Kwaito did. Kwaito was saying, this is the situations that we're in. But Tfunu groove at the same time.
Kwaito came like also like a celebration in the 19, and that's when you started going to the election. But not forgetting Kore, Abu Biko, they can't tolagal.
For sure.
And then Abu Chris Hani. So like we didn't want to be too much of words, but you take it, you take the punchlines, go high, and then you spread it, and you interpret it the way you hear it, because we are too deep. One. So with me, I would like to call it edutainment, because like now, when I look at Brazil Ngawane, who became my good friend, and when we had to do certain things, and then understanding what we're doing, he really, and then I ended up also working with young jazz musicians, because we had a mainstream industry experience. And in this industry, there's no schooling on how you make a hit, and when you're there, what ethics, principles, and values to look up to. So we are a practical experience, and we've made it through. And so many of us went astray because it's business, but it's very also spiritual and cultural. So we've got a lot to share. We've got documentaries, movies to talk to. We've got schools to do master classes, or at least to base it on our experience. So it gives us a value and a responsibility to share to our people. To a point that the scheme, 1980, we invited Kofura to represent Kwaito because...
France, darling!
Bona.
Benvenue.
Wow, man. So. Now, I recently interviewed, I've spoken to Bramtu, I've spoken to Brajid Mtet. One thing I love about Kwaito, they don't have lentil, as a little abuse. Do you guys still chat together and hook up?
You know, like, I remember with Mtet, we just meet up spontaneous, you know, and then we're always on the same frequency and calling of this music, and then just observing it and learning from it, because learning is consistent, and just giving birth to, like, the only thing we can do is to inspire individuals and let them get organized, and the younger generation is always on the next level. But they can never be the next without the one before.
Yeah.
So when we get recalled again, we really just can't ignore that. But being away, there's a lot of obstacles, socially, domestically, even spiritually. So it's a challenge. But that thing, when you see how people react and the energy and the frequency, is overwhelming and humbling.
Kisho no li trowile lina li dingozi, you know. How difficult is it, no bruaga, like how tanzan wo span?
Nah, not really. Ba tlaloganya gore choppy job, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, man. So I wanna find out from you. You guys are back together? New music? What can we expect?
You know, like To tell the truth, we have not performed for a long time, but a few years back, I don't know, some vortex or some lightning, we ended up being in the studio, just the three of us, after we just lost our fourth member. We basically, okay, yeah, this is real, live. Na ke timile ya ka phone.
So, 101.
So, all right.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna have to ask you. Okay, we'll take it.
No, you can just pick up
from where?
I'm so sorry. In studio.
Yeah.
From there.
So.
Stand by. Just be you have you comfortable?
Yeah.
And pick up.
So I remember the last time we went to the studio, I remember we just had a Black Label gig for the soccer thing. And then we've been really trying to reach out to each other because I became Cape Town based and following on my other callings. But we ended up with like amazing 15 songs. I know there's one song featuring Kabo Humu, Lima Paputi, just sing Siyabonga. And those songs did so much. I feel that recording captured Skeem on the next higher level because it was produced by Ishmael himself.
Aww.
And it really made us to have that Kwaito bass, but beyond Kwaito, because there are some other songs when we made them, it was quite futuristic. I felt like we were in a spaceship, like literally. Even like this other song called Chechela Mora Hosubalea, and in it, the way we do it, so in it, ne, I sing my part, and then Konalim Chin was singing my part, like artificial intelligence, you know, and it just the way it came together. And then, I'm even scared to talk about it because I'm so passionate about it, and it's been crazy because. Now I know whether we do singles, and which we're busy at the studio right now.
Yeah.
We're busy with Bumshaka or Mapogoto, because he is Bumshaka.
Yeah.
Anyway, because he's got a setup. And since the Sofeng recording, I've been with him, and every day, Rana Mela di Piano, La Hutsa, Eish Miludi, Ibona. So I'm very thrilled about that, and it's just manifesting on its own, because the way we make music is very like literally spontaneous, you know. We just channel it. And so on top of those, that has been recorded, which we can reinvent and redo. But those songs on their own, they're on the next level, but you need to re-cook it, make it proper, because Bona Studio, we in the future.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just update them. And I think the intentions is to release a single in the next couple of, I don't know when. When it's ready, you're going to hear it and receive it.
And you'll be the first one to hear
it. That was going to be my next comment.
Yeah.
Right here on Kaya 959, once you've got everything mastered and all the vocals are recorded and everything has been done, it has to start right here at Kaya 959.
Definitely. I mean, immediately after this interview, I'm on that mission. And with the given obstacles, you know, sangoma, ingoma lezi. So, and you gotta be aware, you know. And the music has taught me so much and carried us so much to a point that we can't ignore it. And it comes with challenges. My insight, I feel, oh, we have to do it, and it's gonna happen. It's happening.
It's happening. It's going to happen right here. Thank you so much, my gents, for coming through to visit us here on Kaya 959. Please continue. You guys are the ones that are, you know, holding the flag for this, you know, for South Africans, for the South African industry, actually, to be correct. So do make sure that you tune into The Hive this Friday, as we're going to have the one and only Skeem in the building. Ha! Kaya 959 on the street. On the air.
Very lida.
Oh, dada.
Sure. Rele bukhile.
Thank you. On the street. On the air with Bonolo Beasting.